important would you say this meeting is in light of next year's Synod of Bishops on this same subject of new evangelization?
Well, every year the presidents of bishops' conferences across Europe meet under the guidance of CCEE, the presidency of CCEE. Last year we met in Croatia, and this year we are meeting in Albania. Our theme is the new evangelization, and this morning we had a paper from Archbishop Fisichella, together with a summary of some of the responses from different bishops' conferences on the topic of the new evangelization. But we are just beginning our debate on this topic now, and I think it will help bishops' conferences to understand a little more clearly what is meant by new evangelization, and I think to root it in activity rather than simply have an exchange of views about ideas.
As you say, interesting this term new evangelization, isn't it? Because from what I see from the responses to a questionnaire that was sent to the heads of all the European bishops' conferences, the feeling is that it's not really new at all, and it's almost wrong to talk about it in that sense.
I think the picture given to us by Archbishop Fisichella this morning was to explain at some depth how new the situation which we face really is. And therefore, I think in that sense, to imply that our response to a new situation has to have a certain freshness or newness about it. So he was saying, and it's not only him, other people say it too, that the challenge facing European culture, some people say civilization, has never been seen before. And in that sense, this is new. And he put his finger on the notion that the common culture today urges people, especially in the public forum, to take a neutral stance towards all religious belief. And he says that is the most corrupting thing of all, because without an engagement in the deepest mystery of human living, then actually we cut ourselves off from the very sources that we need in order to find the fullness of life.
You're talking about this new situation, the new challenges facing European culture, and yet within the setting of the CCEE there, of course, you're dealing with a huge diversity of different cultures, different contexts, Western Europe, Central, Eastern Europe. And it must be very difficult to come up with some general guidelines, some general ideas that can be applied to these very different circumstances.
Well, discussions haven't reached that point yet. I think we're beginning this afternoon to exchange the experiences of individual bishops' conferences as they move towards some sort of action. But you're right. This morning we had a quite remarkable speech delivered to us by the president of Albania. And what he said in his speech would have been unthinkable in Albania 20 years ago. He presented his country, first of all, as the home of Mother Teresa. He highlighted the visit of Pope John Paul II in 1993 as a very important moment. He reminded us that 20 years ago this month, the Albanian government reopened formal relationships with the Holy See. So he was casting Albania as a country which makes space for the great religious faiths and has a particularly important regard for Catholicism. This is a country that 40 years ago officially declared itself atheistic and in which there was no place at all for any religious faith. So we had before our eyes this morning how situations change and how different Albania is now than it was 20 years ago and how distinctive it probably is among some European countries.
Let's look at the situation back home for you in the UK. The talk about new evangelization, is there some perhaps clearer focus about whether we're talking about re-evangelizing Christians who have perhaps lost sight of the church or about those who really know nothing about Christian culture and the Christian faith at all?
Well, Well, if I may stay on the slightly more general level first, what was interesting in the summary of responses that we had this morning was, for example, that across the bishops' conferences as a whole, there was an instinct that the family is the most important place, both to be evangelized and to be the instrument of evangelization. So in other words, I think the instinct is not to separate those two. It's not to say as if there is somebody who is going to be the evangelizer who does not need evangelizing him or herself. And in fact, what is looked for is a renewal across the whole board of the Christian presence in a new situation in many European countries. Now, I think in England, I think we are still very encouraged by the visit of Pope Benedict. Indeed, our own reflections for the anniversary of Pope Benedict bring together some of his own comments about his visit to the United Kingdom, in which he placed that visit directly in the context of the new evangelization himself. And what we have been trying to do is highlight for ourselves the key themes on which we will concentrate over the coming 4 or 5 years. And they are very much to do with the triple challenge that the Holy Father left us, which was to be witnesses to the beauty of holiness, to the splendor of truth, and to the joy and freedom that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And as you can see, they hold together the relationship in faith that we have with the Lord and the process and the responsibility of evangelization. So it's not as if they can be separated and done sequentially. They have to be lived together in a growing renewal within our Catholic life.
You rightly talk about the family as one of the key focuses, one of the main places where this new evangelization can take place. Your own focus there within the CCEE has been on education recently, hasn't it, as head of the Commission on Catechesis, School and University. Again, how easy is it to draw up some kind of planning or guidelines that can be applicable to such very different situations in the different countries there?
Well, the last European meeting that we had as part of the Commission on Education was about university pastoral care, and that took place last January in Munich. And I think we were able to be helpful with a number of highlights which talked about the nature of chaplaincy within the university, but also talked about the way in which the academic strands of university life are perhaps beginning to find new questions which face them in the direction of exploring the gifts of faith. So, for example, we had a physicist who directed us to the work of Francis Collins, who is one of the leaders of the Genome Project, who himself says this highly technical, highly advanced work of the human physical makeup points us to questions about the transcendent nature of man. So there were opportunities both at a pastoral end in relating to students and how students are gathered together, and at an academic end, which had common ground across Europe. And I think once we begin to look at detailed areas of activity, then some guidelines, some common ground does begin to emerge.